The Penguin Classic, December 17th, 2010. Penguins out on the floor along with the Saints. St. Martin's University Saints are in the house. 10 seconds to go before the tip-off. We've already heard the national anthem. And we'll have the starting lineups for you now. St. Martin's University out of Washington. Head coach is Keith Cooper, assisted by Dan Barfoot. For the Saints, the starters. Number three is Galen Squires, the 6'2" senior. Number 20 is Brady Bomber, a 5'10" sophomore. Blake Poole, a 6'5" senior. Roger O'Neill, the 6'5" sophomore. And at 6'8", the center, the junior center, is Jeremy Green. For the Penguins, under head coach Brett Tavani in his sixth season, he's assisted by Lee Creech and Jesse Haskins and Scott Springhorn. For the Penguins will be Xavier Muldrow getting the start tonight. Also coming out, Mark Lewis, ASDU president Mark Lewis, and he'll be playing the two. Ian Collins will come out at 6'3", the sophomore. Collins, first year with the Penguins. Leon Hart, the 6'5" senior, out of Hayward. And for the Penguins, rounding things out is the 6'10", Killian Larson, the big man, down low for the DUs, 20 minutes overhead. Don't want to forget our conditioning coach is Jeff Stanley. Stanley been with the Penguins for quite a while. Stuart Horn with you. Worldwide, from Mumbai to Dubai, from the Yukon to the Euphrates. Broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond, it's radio.dominican.edu. My 11th season on the air with the Penguins, and every second has been great. Our AD here at the Conlin Center is the great Terry Toomey, our SID. Brandon Davis, he's in the house. 35 seconds. Shot clocks are on. Both teams are out in the middle. For the Penguins, it'll be Killian Larson. Check it. It'll be Leon Hart in the middle. Hart at 6'5". It's tipped out, and it goes the way of the Saints. Saints will be attacking the Northern Hoop fans. Here we go. Penguin basketball, Dominican Classic. A lot of people in the house tonight. A lot of coaches from around the league as well, I notice. Working it down low, tipped out. Larson forces the issue. Hart's got it. He takes it the distance. He goes in left side. Collins gets it to go. So Collins took it, not Hart, but Collins on the bump out from Killian. And Larson makes his presence felt very early. 19-22. Killian Larson's up against Blake Poole, the 6'5" senior. While Killian's got him by 5 inches, Poole's at 265. Killian listed at 260, but Killian just seems smaller. He was only against Poole for a second to bring it up now. With 19-12 to go, Penguins up by two. Xavier brings it up left side of whistle. Hart will bring it in. Penguins attacking the Southern Hoop here at the Conlin Center. And they go backcourt to Xavier. Taps the top of the head, Xavier. Muldrow now brings it up and drifts over to the right side. Off-ball penalty called against Larson. Check it. It's against Hart. Off-ball, his first. 19:05 to go. 2-0 Penguins. A very early first half action. Game two of the Penguin Classic. Seattle Pacific cleaned up against Notre Dame Dannemora earlier. This game getting off just a few minutes late. Pretty much on time. Three games tomorrow with the women starting at 2 o'clock. Big long three ball by Roger O'Neill. Does not go. Out on the left wing. Brought up by Mark Lewis. Stolen back away. And a very simple layup by Galen Squires, the 6'2" senior. Squires, left-handed, goes in. Runs it in easily, one-on-one. Two up, 18-26 to go in the first half. Xavier's got it. And almost muffs it away. Gets it off then to Killian. But it's stolen away by Jeremy Green. Green picks up a whistle, or somebody does, and the Penguins will get the ball. Back, 18-20. Lewis has got it on the short end, right under the bucket. Lewis has nowhere to put it. He heaves it back to the middle of the court. Xavier's got it. Muldrow now backs up on it, 18-15 to go. Now they get it to Hart, down low. Hart flings it up there. Hart slams into Poole. And Hart gets his second, and we're not even 2 minutes into the game. So Chavis is coming in. Chavis, the high scorer for the Penguins. He's in there with 18-12 to go in the first half. Leon Hart gets yanked, and rightfully so, with two fouls and 1 minute and 47 seconds. Tavani doesn't want to waste him. Now it goes out of bounds on the pass towards Chavis. St. Martin's will have it. Out of bounds. Martin's has it on the short side sideline. Long jumper, Squires, three ball. Way up there. Chavis jumps for it. They give it back to the Penguins after it's tipped out by Roger O'Neill. Two up. Chavis brings it into Xavier. Tavani calls out the play now. Now over to Chavis as they crisscross at the top of the key. He goes up and under. Gets it off to Collins. Collins goes up, missed the shot. Collins then backs up into the end zone. 17:42 to go, fans. Now they go back down low in trouble over Chavis. Right over the top of him is Jeremy Green. Good. 4-2 SMU. Not that SMU. St. Martin's. That SMU. Chavis on the way. Three ball, good. 5-4 in Chavis. Classic Chavis smoothness from the top of the key on the left wing. 5-4, 17-16 to go. Good play there by Chavis. Expect to hear a bunch of Chavis this season. Took last season off to focus on his studies. And he just got better and better. And he's having a heck of a year. Roger O'Neill now, left wing, 2. 6-5. St. Martin's. St. Martin's ranked nationally at the start of the season, not now. They were then. Lewis has got it on the right wing. Low bounce pass to Adam. Chavis off the glass, too much. He got a little excited. Rebound Jeremy Green. 16.5 to go. Now they go left side. No look pass, gets it off to O'Neill. Back to the top of the key, Poole. Over to the right side on the way, Squires. Three ball, no. Oh, rebound. Poole puts it back up in the hands of O'Neill. 8-5, St. Martin's. Penguins now attacking the southern hoop, traveling from our right to left. Tipped out of bounds, a heads-up move by Squires, intended for Mark Lewis. A layout on the left side. 16-16 to go. The Penguins trail by 3. Here's Lewis looking for a place to put it. He's got 5, 4, 3, gets it into Chavis. Now Chavis goes top of the key. Two big steps. Chavis covers about 12 feet. From the top of the key, gets in close, can't make it. Now in quick transition back down to Squires, who drills it in. Drives it in from the baseline on the right side, can't get it to go. Ian Collins picks up his first, the 6'3" sophomore out of Santa Rosa, Collins. First year with the Penguins out of Piner High School. He's out of Santa Rosa, 16-02. Penguins trail by 3 as Squires will go back to the line. Squires at 6'2" is in there at 180 pounds. On the way, yes. Nine-5, St. Martin's, Squires, yes. Guy's got some soft hands, Squires. Chavis from Lewis, timeline right side. Chavis now switching hands off, has the black hose. Chavis from the same place he just hit the big three over to Xavier, who backs up on it. Muldrow with a burst of speed, gets it down low to Killian Larson. Larson works it in against Poole, has it tipped out of bounds, and they give it to SMU. Comes right out of the hands of Killian. Larson comes back to the bench. He says, how could that be? It was tipped out off my hand and goes out off the end line. Be that as it may, they give it to SMU. Media timeout, you're listening to Penguin Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins Radio, Dominican.edu, 10-5 SMU. Reach the eye.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, hey, Bud. I was just about to talk about the communication department for the future students of Dominican.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Daffy. You can help, too. Bugs and I were just about to talk about the radio broadcast opportunities that Dominican has to offer.
Did you know that you could be your own host, your own radio show, 1 hour a week?
Well, you talked me into it.
So if you like to talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go onto our website at radio.dominican.edu and check out what other radio broadcast majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's Communication Department. But I hate to say it, now it's time to say goodbye.
10-5 SMU fans. Penguin Classic, end of the timeout has come. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Stuart Horn with you worldwide. Back underway. Penguins back out on the floor. SMU brings it in. Out on the left wing. Lewis is out there with Xavier and Adam. Killian. And Ian Collins. Now they get it down low. Good play. Killian Larson gets in there. Boxes out. Three ball. By Galen Squires, and that's good. 13-5. In favor of St. Martin's. Tomorrow night, Penguin women at 2 p.m. Followed by the... By this group of Saints against Notre Dame Dana Moore at 5:30 and the Penguins versus Seattle Pacific at 7:30. Chavis with a three ball is good. Turnaround long two ball is good. Following it up from SMU, 15-7. Somebody hit the deck very hard, no whistle. Rebound. SMU gets it after Lewis goes in from the right side for a two and can't get it to fall. Here's Squires, drives in off the glass, very physical, good as Collins hits the deck. Timeout is called by Tavani. Quick timeout, radio.dominican.edu.
Do work, go Penguins.
More than being able to go to the grocery store, or ride the bus alone, or do all the things that sighted people can do, to have a guide dog is to embrace all those little things in life, the experiences, the moments, we often take for granted, that give life joy and purpose.
That's right, Guide Dogs for the Blind. For the Blind, located right here in San Rafael. San Rafael also the home of the Penguins. Dominican University of California bringing it up is Adam Chavis, and he's forced to travel. Chavis couldn't do anything with it. So he spun 360 and was pushed off his balance. 17-7 SMU. 14-20 to go in the first half. Squires has it on the right wing. He goes top of the key. Now they get it over to O'Neal. No look pass to Squires, who drifted over to the left corner. Squires off the glass, good. Squires in there at 6'2". Is able to pound it right through all of the Penguins. James McKinnon has entered the game for the DUs. McKinnon's got the left knee in a brace. Turnaround jumper, Adams short. Backing up, Chavis, SMU in transition. Now they bring it up. Brady Bomber, the 5'10 sophomore, brings it up and flips it off left side to Poole. Poole goes three ball, top of the key, no. 19-7. So the Saints have got it now. They go to the top of the key, over to the left wing. On the way, Squires. Three ball, yes. He hits another one. That Squires is brutal. Squires been all over the place tonight. Both sides of the ball, 22-7. 13.5 to go. Killian muffed it away into the hands of Poole. Killian spun 360 and somehow Killian had the ball stripped away from him on the errant pass by Xavier Muldrow. Killian gets yanked. McKinnon's got it, and he gets it over there to Xavier. Down low, low bounce pass intended for Connor Haysbert, the new recruit for the Penguins. Haysbert gives it away. Squires brings it up right side. Flips it off to Bomber. Now Squires. Got Mark Lewis. Lewis pushing on him. Lewis almost pushed him into the bench, coming up on 13. Now over to Bomber. Bomber goes top of the key. Gets it off to O'Neill. O'Neill drifts in and high steps. Foul is called against Adam Chavis. That's the first on Chavis. Is he? Shoved the SMU player into the Penguin bench. Flanking the player. Brought it up. I believe it was Bomber who's got the ball now. Xavier's on him. Bomber, the high dribble. Lewis had a hand on it to steal it away from Poole. Tipped it out of play. And then Poole tipped it out. So as it was on its way out, Poole stuck an arm in there. 12:49 to go. 22-7. Early first half. Across the timeline left side. Now drifting over to the right. McKinnon's got it. Top of the key goes back off to Chavis, who drives in right side. Passes it off to Xavier. Back to Adam in the right corner. Chavis now with a fake stutter step in the paint. Down low, Killian. No, that's not Killian. It can't be Killian. Killian's on the bench. They got it back over to Haysbert. Haysbert goes up with it, has it tapped away. Miles Carrillo will enter the game at this point, along with Mike Wells. Michael Wells, Haysbert, Chavis, McKinnon, and Carrillo in there. First minutes for Wells and Carrillo, 22-7, 12.5 to go, fans. First half, Penguin Classic, game two. Chavis has got it down low in the paint. Very physical, off the front of the rim, short. Taking down SMU. Penguins down by 15, 12:14 to go. Ryan Votaw's come in, the 6'2" junior out of Toledo, Washington. Shot goes off before the bucket. Another one on Chavis. Chavis with a pair, and that's five on the Penguins. .1208 to go, 22-7. SMU committed one foul so far, the Penguins with five. Saints, short side, right under the bucket. Tipped out by Wells, stolen. Wells gets it back. He wants to take it himself. He kicks out. McKinnon thinking about it. He passes it off now. Carrillo's got it top of the key. Picks up the screen from Chavis. Takes it himself off the glass deep. Very physical for Carrillo. 11:53 to go. Whistles 22-7. Green against Carrillo. Timeout has been called. You're listening to Penguin Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, from Dominican University of California. Worldwide, Stuart Orne with you on radio.dominican.edu.
Host your own radio show 1 hour a week.
Well, you talked me into it.
So if you like to talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go onto our website at radio.dominican.edu and check out what other radio broadcast majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's Communication Department. But I hate to say it, now it's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
That's all, folks. All right, fans, thank you for joining us. 11:53 to go. Dominican Athletics, sponsored by Four Points by Sheraton here in San Rafael. Located right there at 1010 Northgate Drive. It's less than 3 miles from campus. Four Points by Sheraton. Proud sponsors of DU Athletics. 22-7 in the nightcap. Ouch. Penguins against SMU, the Saints. And the Saints are showing no mercy. Upcoming broadcast, fans, Thursday, the 20th of January. Dixie State will be here in the Conlin Center. Women at 5:30, guys at 7:30. And then January 22nd, Grand Canyon. The Lopes, the Antelopes will be here. 5:30, 7:30. PacWest doubleheader. 11:53 to go. Inbounds. Wells gets it inbounds to Daniel Chelidinas, who's entered the game for the mighty Dominicans. And it goes out of bounds off of McKinnon. Unforced error, and SMU just playing the Penguins a little too tough. In the backcourt will be Mike Wells. And Carrillo in the backcourt as well, with Wells. Eric Taylor has come in for St. Martin's. He gets it across the timeline on the left side. Passes it off, no look, to Votaw. Goes three ball, no. Chelidinas couldn't get a hand on it on the attempted rebound. Chelidinas is in there with Haysbert. And McKinnon tries to get a hand on it. McKinnon gets a rebound. McKinnon passes it off to Carrillo, who passes it off to Mike Wells. Three ball on the way. Very deep. Mike Wells with an air ball. Coming up on 11 minutes, 24-7. Wells had a good look at it. He's a little jacked. He threw that thing about 3 feet past the hoop from the corner. And that is one of Mike Wells' favorite shots from that right-hand corner. Now Jeremy Green for a two ball from the top of the key. 24-7. St. Martin's playing the Dominicans very tough all of a sudden. It's a 19-point game. We have not reached the second quarter. Chelidinas left wing, down low to Haysbert. Turn around. Haysbert, Connor, Deuce. Haysbert finds the bottom finally, mercifully, 26-9, 10-18 to go. Penguin fans haven't had a lot to cheer about so far after the opening 5 minutes. Been all Saints. Right elbow. Brock Pendleton, a 6'7" junior for St. Martin's, gets wrapped up and pulls back in there now as the Penguins force the issue. McKinnon brings it into Miles Carrillo. 26-9. Carrillo now spins 360 off to McKinnon. Miles picks up the ball on the screen. Miles up against Eric Taylor, 6'2". Carrillo in there at the 6-footer. Now the shot on goal by Connor Haysbert. And it's against Poole, his second. Penguins have committed 5, now 3 by St. Martin. Haysbert at 6'8". He's only a freshman at 240 out of SACTO. He's on the line. And he's on the way, and it's in and out with a horseshoe right back at him. Ian Collins comes in for Mike Wells. And if you've been reading about the Penguins, then you've read about Ian Collins. Been following the articles in the IJ about the Penguins. A lot of mention of Collins. On the way, the second one's good. By Connor Haysbert, 26-10 now, 9:43. Out on the left wing now, Squires got it. Squires has been death to the Penguins tonight. 9.5 to go, fans. First half action. Over to Taylor, now they go top of the key. Back over to Squires, on the way. Drifting two ball, no. Chelidinas has it tapped away. He had it for an instant. But then it was stripped away by Russo. Michael Russo, and now the Penguins' Miles Carrillo comes down with a rebound. He brings it himself. Now they fling it back off to Chelidinas in the corner. He's got trouble. Low bounce pass. He gets it down low. Haysbert on the way. Missed the shorty. Haysbert had a clean look on it, and the defender didn't even jump. That was Roger O'Neill. He just let him take the shot. I think Haysbert was surprised. 26-10, 8:52 to go. Here's a long jumper by Russo, top of the key, good for 3. 29-10, fans. Penguins 0-for in the preseason. This is not a conference affair. And now a simple jumper from about 7 feet by James McKinnon is 1.5 feet short. It was almost an air ball. 29-10 with 8.5 to go. Penguin women tomorrow at 2 o'clock under Brianna Chambers. Then the Penguin Classic concludes tomorrow night at 5:30, 7:30. And a big three ball by Ian Collins out there from the right side, just between the corner and the wing, 29-13. DU is trailing, coming up on 8 minutes. Jeremy Green has it. He gets it off to Taylor. Now Taylor has it stripped away by the Penguins. McKinnon's got it left side. McKinnon two on one, all alone. McKinnon, Collins on the way, whistle, two, and an extra one. Left side, Ian Collins converts a deuce. 29-15. Brady Bomber back in there. Killian Larson also returns. Killian in place of Haysbert. And Brendan Holmes comes in place of James McKinnon. And a timeout has been called. You're listening to NC2A Pac West Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
You could be your own host, your own radio show, 1 hour a week.
Well, you talked me into it.
So if you like to talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go onto our website at radio.dominican.edu and check out what other radio broadcast majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's Communication Department. But I hate to say it, now it's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
That's all, folks. For those of you seeking a unique and innovative journey through college, communications is the major for you. Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain. Once I declared communications, my college experience became more clear and I felt as if I was beginning a fantastic journey. This major allows you to write, speak, and even have a universally broadcasted radio show. Multiple routes can be taken with communications. So if you're feeling indecisive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major. Communication is the key to success in saying what you need to say.
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
Here we go, fans. 7:58 to go. 27-15, St. Martin's on top. On the line for the mighty Dominicans, Ian Collins, the 6'3" sophomore on the way. Good. Well, that Collins is smooth. Guy's a shooter. 27-16, Penguins hanging tough. Clock rolls, 7:50, here we go. Brady Bomber's got it. He goes top of the key over to Squires. Now Bomber on the left wing. He'd get it down low to O'Neal, and O'Neal nowhere close. Brendan Holmes with the rebound over to Carrillo. Softly throws it away, intended for Killian Larson. In the hands of Jeremy Green, unfortunately, for Penguin fans. Squires tries to work it down low. He has to back out, throw it away. Gets it back outside to Bomber. Bomber finds a hole over to O'Neal. Check it, that's to Green. O'Neal's out on the floor. Cheladinas with his first foul of the night right there. Stops play. 7:14 to go. 27-16. Keenan Hales entered the game for the Penguins. Now they work it down low off the glass. Tied up. And no bucket. 27-16 with 7 minutes to go, fans, in the first half. Soft jumper, Collins. No. Holmes gets in there, tries to get a hand on it, but everybody's just too big. Holmes couldn't jump up the six-footer. Out on the side now is Russo. Russo at 6'2", 6'6", I should say, as a freshman. And the shot goes off by Roger O'Neal, but no bucket. Brock Pendleton for the Saints is going to come in place of Michael Russo. Pendleton at 6'7" got the start tonight, the junior. And they get it in. And to O'Neal, 6:42, 6:40, 27-16, 6:40 to go. Foul is called against Brock Pendleton, who's just entered, or re-entered, I should say. 6:40 as Poole gets set to come back in. Six and a half, the clock rolls. Here we go, fans. As Keenan Hale drives in, but he's a little bit too far under the bucket. He had nowhere to go with it. 27-16. We just turned up the volume on B2. So if you are watching worldwide, fans, on the B2LiveTV.com network, you can watch this game on B2, or you can listen to it on radio.dominican.edu. And, of course, if you're listening, that is free. It costs a few dollars, but just a very few dollars to watch it. And if you watch it, you also get the radio broadcast. So welcoming you on B2. As well as worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Saints have the ball off to our right-hand side, attacking the Northern Hoop. Now Pendleton. Now they get it back off to Bomber. Bomber throws it in there off to Poole. Finds Poole down low. Good. 4-2 inside of 6 minutes. 29-16. Killian picks up his first, the 6'10" sophomore is Larson, having a superb year. Killian played well last year, getting better all the time. Had his first double-double a couple of weeks ago, Poole on the line, inside of six. And that one's good, 30-16, Saints, backcourt. Carrillo to Hale. Hale all alone, brings it up. Hale goes right side. Then he flips under to the left side at the last instant and gets it to fall. 30-18, Penguins trail. Over to Squires. Now Poole. Now Poole gets it back off to Bomber. Shout out to the SMU fans listening or watching the game on B2. Good foot fake set up by O'Neal. Now down low, Poole all alone. Oh, man. What a play by Pendleton to Poole. Holy cow. Poole had the Penguins swimming. 32-18 coming up on 5 minutes. The Penguins were treading water there after Poole let him have it. Now we're at five. Loose ball. Penguins get it back. Collins has it stripped away. Poole's got it. Three on one. Poole against three Penguins, and he makes it over the top, all of them, including Killian. Killian's in there 6'10". That's not an easy task. 34-18. Lewis gets ready to re-enter. Carrillo brings it across. Now they go left. Collins back over to Miles. Way over there. Heaves it across the court. Miles, top of the key. Collins got it. Four and a half to go. Tavani screams out, move the ball to Holmes. Now here goes Killian against Poole. Killian off the glass, nothing, missed it a mile left. Killian was pushed off balance by the gigantic Poole. Here's a soft jumper off the glass with all kinds of time. Roger O'Neal, the 6'5" sophomore, 36-18. Carrillo now brings it up right across the DU insignia, middle of the house. Gets it off to Holmes, right side, drives in. Holmes goes 360, throws it away after he traveled with it. Timeout has been called. We're inside of 4 minutes, fans. 3:58 to be exact. 36:18, radio.dominican.edu.
Hey, Daffy, you can help too. Bugs and I were just about to talk about the radio broadcast opportunities that Dominican has to offer.
Did you know that you could be your own host, your own radio show 1 hour a week?
Well, you talked me into it.
So if you like to talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go onto our website at radio.dominican.edu and check out what other radio broadcast majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's Communication Department. But I hate to say it, now it's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
That's all, folks.
For those of you seeking a unique and innovative journey through college, communications is the major for you. Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain. Once I declared communications, my college experience became more clear and I felt as if I was beginning a fantastic journey. This major allows you to write, speak, and even have a universally broadcasted radio show. Multiple routes can be taken with communications. So if you're feeling indecisive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major. Communication is the key to success and saying what you need.
All right, thank you, DJ T-Baby. For that, 36-18, Penguins trail, 4 minutes to go. Here we go, fans. Clock rolls. SMU's got it. Moving from our left to right. I should say from my left to right. Yours truly, Stuart Horn with you. Now a soft jumper again by O'Neal. And that's two in a row. And those from O'Neal have been so smooth. Penguins trail by 20 now. 3.5 to go. Penguins not really moving the ball much. Hale has it, top of the key. Intended for Larson, throws it away. 3:30 to go, fans. First half. 38-18. Now traveling, finally called against Galen Squires. Squires hadn't done much tonight except bolster the Saints' effort. Squire's been a Penguin killer so far. With the unforced error there against Squires, shows that he's human. Here goes the soft one by Carrillo, the up and under, and he draws a foul. Carrillo with the white hose. Medium calf. And the Nikes, mid-tops. 38-20, Carrillo with 3:15 on the way. Missed it a mile right, maybe more. Taking down Jeremy Green. Carrillo usually pretty good with those. Carrillo made the miracle bucket and then missed the easy shot. And when he sees that on film, he's not going to believe it because he's usually a pretty strong shooter, that Miles. SMU's got it now with 15 on the shot clock. Way out on the right wing. Good defense by the Penguins. Now a long three ball by Squires, and that one goes down from 24. Squires was out there a mile and a half. He knocked it in. 41-20. 2.5 to go, fans. Carrillo, good footwork around Taylor. Over to Mark Lewis. Lewis now fires it into Killian. Bounces away. Killian couldn't hold on to it. It was actually blocked away from Killian by one of the SMU's, I think it was Galen Squires. No, it's against Green. Squires and Green reach the arms in there against Killian. Killian wears number 44. That's Willie McCovey's old number. 2:28 to go. Maybe I'll call Killian stretch. Uh-oh, he missed the freebie. I'm not going to call him anything. 41-20. Killian Larson, the communications major. Tremendous DJ here on the radio station is Larson, as well as a brilliant center for the Penguins. Usually a very good shooter, and Killian with a rebound there after SMU misses it. Coming up on 2 minutes, fans, 41-20. Lewis has got it in the left wing, way out there in the corner. Thinking about it, he drives it into Hale. Hale too much on it. Hale gets his own rebound. Hale back off the glass, yes. Brock Pendleton reached over the top of Hale, but no whistle, 41-22. Good shot by Hale. 1:50 to go, fans. Taylor's got it, left wing. Xavier gets ready to re-enter. Another long bucket by O'Neal, and that one goes. Saints called timeout. Penguins will be subbing in three. When we come back, Penguins will send in Hart, Haysbert, Xavier Muldrow, radio.dominican.edu.
In 2010, the Dominican men's and women's soccer programs ended the season on the wrong foot with disappointing losses to PacWest rival Notre Dame Dana Muir. In 2011, the Penguins, led by leading goal scorer junior Juliana G. Bradsburg and senior Pedro Guevara, looked to score early and score often throughout the 2011 season. Soccer director Jonathan Delano is excited about the upcoming spring season and also looking forward to the maturing of returning players in the 2011 season.
1:43 to go, fans. Radio.dominican.edu broadcasting worldwide. 43-22 timeout. Just as the ball comes in play, 4 seconds, in fact, it rolled. And an official timeout over by the Saints bench. So wipe up the floor. Mark Lewis will bring it in then on the sideline. Lewis gets it in to Xavier, between the circles. Buck and a half to go, 43-22. Penguins getting creamed in the first half. Oh, good play there from Hale. Down low. Hale to Hart. Great play there for Hale to find the seam. Hart down low, and all the Saints could do is reach over the top. Leon will go to the line, 43-22. This one's on the way, and it's perfect, 43-23. Second one from Hart. Backspinning and good. Penguins down by 19. Clock rolls, 1:28. SMU brings it up. Bomber. Flips it off to O'Neal. Left wing, O'Neal on the way. A little bit deep. Oh, he gets his own rebound. And now the whistle blows. O'Neal hits the deck. Shot on goal, followed up by Russo. Then Hart picks up his third. So Hart picked up two in the first 90 seconds of play. Now he re-enters and gets another one. He's playing very aggressively. 1:15 to go. O'Neal on the line. Ian Collins gets ready to come in between. First one is very deep. And Collins does come in place of Hart. So Hart didn't even build up a sweat before he gets yanked again. That's too bad. Hart's been playing great. Tipped it out for the Penguins. O'Neal missed them both. First player to miss two in the Penguin Classic this year, 43-24. Now it's thrown away right through the fingers of Haysbert. Haysbert, the nice pass from Xavier Muldrow, and he couldn't get it, and now the shot on goal missed from the top of the key by Pendleton. Deep, SMU gets it back. Squires now goes left side. Uh-oh, wide open, all alone. O'Neal, oh, in and out. Collins down with it. 40 seconds to go, fans, in the first half. 43-24, Collins brings it himself. 3-on-1, now he backs out over to Xavier. Left wing, Collins thinking about it. He wants to go in so badly. Outside, on the way, Lewis. Yes. Lewis pounds home a tray ball. And that's a nice little momentum builder, 43-27, 18 seconds to go. SMU's got it. They're going to eat the clock. Shot clock is off. 12. Now they drive in 10. Back outside 8. 7 seconds into the corner. Squires with 4 on the way. Missed it. Penguins down with it 2. Here's the shot by the Penguins on the buzzer. Haysbert, oh, he just missed it left. And that ends the first half, 43-27. Penguins are going to have to regroup at halftime, fans. One more half of night number one of the Penguin Classic on radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us. You know everything. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. I'm putting down for you.
Do work. Go Penguins.
More than being able to go to the grocery store or ride the bus alone or do all the things that sighted people can do, to have a guide dog is to embrace all those little things in life, the experiences, the moments we often take for granted that give life joy and purpose.
Finding such a friend doesn't happen by itself. It happens because of all the passionate people at Guide Dogs for the Blind, the puppy raisers and dog trainers, the veterinarians, the volunteers, and everyone in between. You can help fulfill their mission by contributing today. It's only through generous support of donors and volunteers that they can continue their charitable work. For more information, visit their website at guidedogs.com.
Tumelo, one of our star DJs here at Dominican University of California, and a bona fide broadcaster outside of college. So there's our big shout out for the end of the half. To Christina Kwok and Jose Torres and the fam from Tumelo. Tumelo is one of my favorite guys, I gotta say. He's a great guy and a great broadcaster. Here we go, fans. Second half action. Penguins are out on the floor. DU attacking the Northern hoop off to our right. Penguins moving from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Adam Chavez has it. He gets it off to Mark Lewis. They try and work it down low. There's nowhere to put it. 19 and a half. They get it into the corner. Collins has got it. Collins slams into Poole. No, he tries to pass it off to Killian Larson, who slams into Poole and sends Poole flying. And that's not an easy thing to do because Poole's not a little guy. And now an official timeout. And there are no towel boys in the house. It's a little bit late. 8:37 p.m. fans in San Rafael. 19:25 to go. 43-27 is the score. Saints have it now on the left wing. Poole's out there trying to set up a screen. Poole's such a big dude, he can screen out four at once. That's not an easy thing to do. You don't see that very often. SMU's got it. Driving into Squires, who had a brilliant first half. Chavez hits the deck, and the foul is called on Squires. Chavez had come set, Squires slammed into him. See here, in the first half, Squires was 6 for 11 inside, 3 for 8 outside with 2 from the line. Perfect. 17 points at Squires. He's rough. 17 of 43 just for Squires. Penguins have it now. Shot on goal by Killian. No. Adam gets an arm in there. Goes out of bounds off the Saints. Penguins will get it on the end line. Right under the bucket. Directly under it. Just off to the right, maybe 3 feet. Not even that. Inbounds to Killian. Back over to Xavier. Top of the key. Back over to Lewis. Lewis with a burst of speed. Turns around Killian against Poole. 360. Stripped away. Poole's got it. Loose ball. Everybody's on the ground. Saints come up with it. Here's Russo. He gets it off now to Squires. Russo, left wing. Too far out to shoot. Screens out by Poole. Dumps it back off to Bomber. Top of the key now back to Squires against Lewis. Low pass. Uh-oh, now they work it down low to Green. All alone whistle against Adam. I don't know who it's going to be against. No, it's against. It is against Chavez. That's a third on Chavez. 18-18 to go, fans. They're going to need Chavez down the stretch as the Penguins hope to mount any kind of a charge here. Jeremy Green on the line, and that one goes for Green. If, it's a gigantic if also, that the Penguins were to mount any kind of a challenge, as they did not do anything in the first half that would suggest they could do it. SMU just bigger and better, shooting better, faster. Penguins not playing poorly. Saints just big. Here's Adam, driving in. Chavez, pump fake, yes, drifting. Chavez in the first half, and SMU follows up with a three ball by Russo. I didn't even get a chance to read Chavez in the first half. Chavez is 2 for 6 close and 1 for 1 outside. Fouls against Bomber on the transition. 17:45 to go. Xavier on the line as the bucket was waved off. Leon Hart re-enters in place of Adam Chavez. Chavez to the bench with 3. 48-30. Second one is no good. Taken down by Russo. Now he flings it back off to Squires. The Penguins want to keep the ball away from Squires as much as they can. Squires now flings it back off after he's double-teamed to Bomber. Back over to Russo. Now Bomber. Low bounce pass. Poole. Back outside. Squires three ball on the way. Uh-oh. Tipped out. Penguins have it. Squires on the hits the deck. Oh, and this one goes through the hands of Mark Lewis and over the media row. That one bounced on the scoring table. And Carrillo will re-enter now. 48-30. 17:15 to go, fans, in the second half. Squires with a pump fake. Squires left wing against Lewis. Now they flip it back off to Bomber. Now back over to the right side. SMU working the ball beautifully. Poole. Now they get it down low. Green. Green drives in. Now he flips it back outside Bomber. Bomber goes baseline. Bomber kicks out. Squires on the way. Three ball. Uh-oh, that's trouble. Galen Squires buries the three, and the Penguins in quick transition. Yes! Ian Collins. The Penguins quick transition after the big three from Squire. 51-32, though. So while Collins knocks down a nice three, it's not nice enough. And Squires attempts another three from the left wing. No, Penguins down with it. Out to the right side, Leon. Back to the top of the key. Carrillo on the way, short pool. Rebound. Flipped back off to Bomber, all alone against Miles. Good patience there, and Bomber knocks it in left side. 53-32, 16-15. Down low to Killian. Off the glass, yes. Larson, the 6-10er, from the assist by Lewis. Penguins down by 19. Now Poole on the left wing. He doesn't even think about it. Russo back over to Squires. As Squires goes to Poole down low against Killian. Softly, yes. Left side, Poole knocks it home into the deep end. 15-40, here goes Lewis against Poole, up and around. And he scores a deuce. Good shot there by Mark Lewis. Now they pass a little bit deep and hits the bottom of the rim. Bottom of the backboard is Pendleton. The pass was led. It led Pendleton just a little bit. As Keenan Hale gets ready to re-enter, and a timeout has been called. It's a media timeout, fans. 15:30 to go. 55-36 radio.dominican.edu.
More than being able to go to the grocery store, or ride the bus alone, or do all the things that sighted people can do, to have a guide dog is to embrace all those little things in life, the experiences, the moments, we often take for granted, that give life joy and purpose.
Finding such a friend doesn't happen by itself. It happens because of all the passionate people at Guide Dogs for the Blind, the puppy raisers and dog trainers, the veterinarians, the volunteers, and everyone in between. You can help fulfill their mission by contributing today. It's only through generous support of donors and volunteers that they can continue their charitable work. For more information, visit their website at guidedogs.com.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
All right, fans, 15:30 to go, 55-36. Penguins getting killed. I am sorry to report to Penguin fans listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. But it's hard to sugarcoat a 19-point advantage. Disadvantage, I should say. Welcoming everybody watching worldwide on b2livetv.com. Tomorrow night, basketball action starts at 2 o'clock. Penguin women. And at the end of the timeout, Jeremy Green shoots two, and he misses the first one. Followed by the Saints and Notre Dame, Dana Moore at 5:30, and the Penguins and Seattle Pacific at 7:30. Second one goes. 15.5 to go. Keenan Hale's come into the game. He brings it in to Miles. Carrillo goes backcourt. Now he brings it up to Keenan, who drives it in, gets it off the hands of Killian Larson, stripped away by Poole, thrown up to Bomber. Back over to Green. Now Bomber's got it on the right wing. Too far out to shoot at 30. 15.5, 15-14 to go. Bomber goes top of the key. Green on the way. Uh-oh, trouble again. Boy, these guys are shooters. Jeremy Green at 6'8". You can see banging around down low. Instead, he backs up outside of the key straight away. 3, 59-36. Hale's got it. Now into the right wing for Miles. Now he tries to throw it to Killian down low. It goes out off of one of. That goes out off of the red. And Tavani's right there to yell at the referee. The one referee called it out off of Killian Larson. It was intended for Killian, but it was tipped out by one of the SMUs. The other referee overrode the end linesman. So the Penguins get the ball back. 14-45, Lewis with a jumper. Short, tipped back in by Keenan Hale. Check it by Ian Collins. puts it back, 59-38. 14 and a half to go. Collins with the put back. High dribble by Ryan Votug, who's re-entered the game, obviously. Bomber now, top of the key between the circles, against Miles. He goes right wing over to Poole now, top of the key, now flipped it over to the left side. Votaw thinking about it, Green on the way, taken down after the shorty. Killian Larson hauls it in, 59-38, coming up on 14. Miles Carrillo's got it, he goes between the leg, good handwork. Top of the key, Killian, left side. Mark Lewis thinking about it, he goes up and they wave off any shot. Foul is called against Votaw. Votaw against Lewis, the 6'2" Votaw is a junior at 195 pounds. So Lewis has it on the short side, inbounds to Hale. Hale with a stutter step. Oh, Hale had a clean shot off the left end line, couldn't get it to go. 59-38 inside of 14. Green gets wrapped up with one of the Penguins, and Jeremy Green can't get it to fall. And I think he's going to go to the line for two. He does. 21-point game. Penguin fans haven't had a lot to cheer about yet. First 3 minutes of the game are exciting. Killian Larson back to the bench. Haysbert heads back in there in place of Larson. Killian getting better all the time. A huge part of this team. He is a huge part of this team. And he's getting to be a bigger and bigger part every game. Yeah, so tune in tomorrow, folks. 2 o'clock. Penguin women on the air. Not an official part of the Penguin Classic, but Brianna Chambers and the ladies going to be on the air anyway. Wells and Muldrow in place of Carrillo and Lewis. 13:49 to go, fans, 59-38. Poole's going to bring it in on the end line. A lot of squeaking of tennies going on, and that's about it. So they get it inbounds to Bomber. Bomber against Mike Wells. Now they get it off to Green. Adam Chavis gets ready to re-enter the game. Bomber's got it on the left wing. 13:37, clock rolls. Over to Poole. Steps back. Poole for three, yes. Poole goes limp-wristed, and that was nothing but swish. 61-38. SMU starting to pull away in a big way. They got the Penguins totally off balance. Penguins can't play their game. Here's Xavier with a jumper. Oh, short. Bounced on the rim twice, but couldn't get it to fall. Out of bounds. Saints will get the ball. Chavis for Collins. McKinnon in there in place of Hale. 13:13 to go. Saints flipped it out of bounds. Mike Wells will bring it in from the sideline. Wells gets it into Adam. Chavis. Stutter step off to Xavier, sets up a screen. Now back to Adam, top of the key. Drives in right side with a jumper very softly, a lot of patience. Poole fouled him. Blake Poole picks up his third, and Adam will go to the line. 13:02 to go, fans, in the second half, 61-38. Good crowd on hand, not a lot of scoring for the DUs. Chavis on the way, the senior. The one weakness in Adam's game along the way has been his free throw shooting, but apparently not this year. Looked very smooth on that one. This one's on the way, and it's, oh, brother. I think I jinxed him. Taken down by Poole. There's Chavis with the whirlpool. Goes all the way around and then out. 12:52 to go. SMU, top of the key. Oh, nice play there from Poole to Taylor. Now it's flipped up in the air. Xavier got in the way of it. Xavier slams into Poole after he sets up a little screen way in the backcourt. 12:40 to go, 61-39. Clock rolls. Now Taylor's got it left side with a jumper, softly whistle. Foul is called against Adam. That's his fourth. Oh, no, it's not. I thought they said 40, but in fact it's against 30. And that's Xavier Muldrow. And that's his first. Four team fouls committed by both squads in the second half. Taylor to the line with 12:33 to go. This one's good. And he goes again, Taylor. And he makes them both. 63-39. Chavis calls timeout. Chavis had it on the end line, and he wants the timeout. And he gets it. Radio.dominican.edu.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Pia from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About?, and The Hot Spot with DJ Juice.
Every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey everybody, you are listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Carrillo on the way. Carrillo with a nice layup, two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican Radio?
This is a Biggie Bencomo production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time.
12 and a half to go, fans, in the second half of night number one of the Penguin Classic. Adam Chavis brings it in on the long end. No pressure to Xavier. Brings it up left side. To our left, off to Wells. Now Xavier, top of the key. Back over to McKinnon. Now Wells thinking three. Oh, Wells wants to shoot it so badly. McKinnon. Oh, I thought he walked with it, but he didn't. Xavier, left side, gets in. Xavier softly. Penguins can't get it to go after the shot comes off by Haysbert. Taylor brings it up on the rebound. Flips it off to Votaw for a second. Back to Taylor. And Xavier plastered to him. 63-39 inside of 12. Taylor softly off the fingertips of Xavier Muldrow. Into the hands of Poole. Back to him. Votaw's got it. Votaw's got Adam on him, and that's trouble. Here's a long two ball by Pendleton. No. Chavis with it. Brings it off to Mike Wells. Now they go down low through the fingertips of Haysbert. One of the SMUs got in the way. Taylor brings it up softly. Taylor, top of the key, two. Big long two ball. Oh, man, that was close. He may have had 1 foot outside, but the other one was two ball range. 11:21 to go. Poole shoots a shot on goal from 2.5 feet, missed it deep. Taylor, who just made it, he brings it back up. Tavani wanted the timeout called, and now a timeout has been called. And this is a media timeout. This timeout is brought to you by Four Points by Sheridan, proud sponsors of DU Athletics right here in San Rafael. 11:11 to go, four aces, 65-39, radio.dominican.edu.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am a Dominican University athlete.
Dominican University of California proudly competes in the NCAA 2 division.
There's Ziegler, header, and it's in, goal, Penguins!
And the student athletes of Dominican University hold some of the highest GPAs on campus.
Just over the head, and it's in, Bratsburg with their second goal.
Give our athletes your support by attending games here at Dominican, or visit them on the web at www.dominicanathletics.com. You can also listen to Penguin Action Live via your smartphone, or online at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you, and go Penguins.
Bumped up right side, helped across, and that's it! Swingle with the block, Josh! Swingle puts it away, and the Penguins with their first conference victory.
65-39, fans. Second half action with four aces on the board. 11:11 to go. Stuart Horn with you worldwide on radio.dominican.edu from the Conlin Center. Now the Penguins have it. Outside, Xavier's got it on the left wing. Xavier drifts around to the right side. Wells. Wells has nowhere to go. Heavy defense. Outside McKinnon. On the way, three ball. Deep. Haysbert down with it. To Adam. Chavis in the paint. Yes. Chavis buries an easy deuce. Easy for him. Muldrow with the assist. 65-41. Coming up on 10.5. Taylor's got it for SMU. He goes left wing. Now they get it off to O'Neal. O'Neal throws it away. The Penguins have it. High dribble, Haysbert. On the way, he's stuffed by Taylor. Haysbert. And it's a jump ball as Haysbert is rejected so summarily. Well, that's a good play there by Taylor at 6'2". Haysbert's in there at 6'8". Taylor with some massive hops, got such a long hand on that thing, all ball, that they called it a jumper and they gave it back to the Saints. 65-41. Saints running away with this thing. Taylor top of the key to Poole. Here's a long jumper by Votaw. Good. Three. Right wing, Votaw. 68-41. We're at 10 minutes exactly, fans. Mercifully, three quarters are behind us. Unless the Penguins really do something great right now. The trend is not good. The Penguins are playing well. But the scoring trend. Oh, no. And Xavier throws it away. As Taylor comes up with it, Mike Wells gets wrapped up under the bucket with Russo. Russo goes back up and a whistle. Jeremy Green is back in there for SMU in place of Poole. 9:39 to go, 68-41. Here's Chelidinas. Chelidinas in place of McKinnon. Chelidinas gets a few more minutes tonight. Some good work in the first half. 9:35, the clock rolls. Penguins on defense, Votaw. Now they go over to the left side, Russo. Into the corner. Taylor's got it with a good stutter step. Oh, a great move down low. And Jeremy Green finds the bucket with the up and under. Oh, man, what a play. 70-41, 29-point game. 9:15, Chavis goes up off the glass. Good. Chavis bumps home a deuce. Good play there by Adam. Now the Penguins on defense. Mike Wells out there guarding his guy, Votaw. Votaw just scored. Now they get it back down, and Chavis steals it away from Jeremy Green and a whistle. And Chavis did not like that call at all. Carrillo and Holmes are back in there in place of Mike Wells and Xavier Muldrow. 70-43 with 8:50 to go. Inbounds, Green's got it. He wanted to pass it off to Russo, but he didn't. Instead, he flips it over to Votaw on the right wing. Now Green. Now back into the corner to Kyle Karnofsky, the 6-foot freshman. Karnofsky. Pass it back over to Green. Now they go back down low. They get it off to Pendleton, who re-enters. Off the hands of Brennan Holmes? No. It's going to be Penguin ball. No. Must have been out of bounds off of Holmes. With 8:26 to go, 70-43. Penguins trail. Adam Chavis with an official timeout. They have to tie up the shoes. And there's a timeout called by SMU. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu from Dominican University of California.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
You are now locked on to Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers. You feeling me?
Keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu, home of Penguin Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
.11 to go, fans. The clock rolls. Penguins now on offense after flipping the ball around. And here goes Holmes for three from the left wing. And Brendan Holmes buries a tray ball. 8 minutes to go, fans. 70-46. Man, that was a very, very much needed three ball by Brendan. First year with the Penguins, the freshman. Holmes been pretty impressive. Here's a soft turnaround jumper by Pendleton. Pendleton can't get it to fall. The Penguins turn it back around. Oh, no, an offensive foul as Miles Carrillo's bucket is waved off. They call the foul against Miles Carrillo. Want to give a big shout-out to Hunter Horenstein, one of our star broadcasters here. I'm usually my sidekick on these sports broadcasts, but he's a student here at DU, the Hunter Horenstein is the freshman broadcasting sensation you've been hearing so much about. And Hunter is back home in San Diego, and he will be back with me in January. So you want to be tuned in to hear Hunter along with the Penguins once conference play begins. Shout out to Hunter. 7:39 to go. Timeout. Radio.dominican.edu.
Dominican University holds some of the highest GPAs on campus.
Just over the head, and it's in. Bratsburg with their second goal.
Give our athletes your support by attending games here at Dominican or visit them on the web at www.dominicanathletics.com. You can also listen to Penguin Action Live via your smartphone or online at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you, and go Penguins.
Bumped up right side, helped across, and that's it! Swingle with the block, Josh! Swingle puts it away!
All right, fans, 7:39 to go, 70-46. Penguins trail. The Penguin Classic here from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California back out on the floor for the mighty Penguins. Carrillo, Holmes, Chelidinas, Haysbert, and Leon Hart, who got the start tonight. Poole goes up with the up and under, and Poole's fouled on the way. Luckily for the Penguins, the ball doesn't fall. 7:27 to go. The foul is called against Haysbert. That's his first. Penguins getting smoked, 70-46. SMU bigger and badder. Poole on the line. Penguins playing well. Playing a lot of new players, too. See, everybody on the floor right now is a Penguin rookie. Five on the floor. No veterans. Three freshmen. Poole back out there, and he makes them both. 72-46 with 7.5 to go. Carrillo brings it up now across the timeline. He flips it off to the right side, over to Hart. Hart the sophomore. Check it, Hart the senior. Chelidinas over to Holmes, who just hit the big three. Carrillo goes three ball short. Brendan's got it on the rebound. Good job there. Offensive. Chelidinas thinking about it on the way. Very nice stroke. Chelidinas couldn't get it to fall. Gets his own rebound. Back up with it, Daniel. Yes! Chelidinas knocks it down. 72-48 inside of seven. Russo's got it. Stolen away, the Penguins. Now Carrillo's got it. He goes behind the back. No look pass. Back off to the outside to Haysbert. And Haysbert from the right edge is in for two. That was a beauty. 72-50. Penguins answering mightily. Seven unanswered. 72-50. DU now, big time D. 6:17, the clock rolls. Up and under Squires. Gets a whistle. No, he walks with it before he let loose. 6:15, Squires buckets waved off. Here come the DUs. Hart and Carrillo bring it up. Daniel, down low, throws it away. Chelidinas was jacked. Chelidinas was looking for Haysbert right under the bucket. And all the SMUs saw it. And Chaladinas let it fly, and it was too late. 5:55 to go, fans. 72-50. Penguins trailing. Pool. Left side. Karnofsky had it, and the foul is called on Haysbert. Poole goes back over to the line now after Haysbert. Two on Haysbert. With 5:48 to go, fans, 72-50. Poole stretches out the triceps. On the way, yes. Poole in the first half was 3-for-4 inside. Had a lot of basketball since then, though. This one's on the way, yes. I don't think he's missed from the line. He's perfect in the first half. That Poole doesn't miss much. 74-50, 5:40 to go. Now top of the key. Now Carrillo throws it away. Oh, Chaladinas was running after it, but it was stolen back by the SMUs. Now stolen. SMUs zigzag. Man, oh man, drifting zigzag move there, back and forth, back and forth. The ball never hit the ground as all of the SMUs were just running with it. Now the Penguins work it down to the other end themselves beautifully. And everything worked, but the bucket didn't fall. It was finally given to Haysbert. And it was just thrown a little bit high. 5:17 to go, 76-50. Night number one of the Penguin Classic. Inbounds to Carrillo, can't get it to fall from Holmes right under the bucket. So Brennan Holmes got it right in to the 6-foot Carrillo. Carrillo got the shot off, but it was a little bit short. He'll go to the line for two. He's got a chance to make up for it. Killian Larson gets ready to re-enter at 5:15. Miles makes the first one. Haysbert to the bench. Killian back in there. And Carrillo knocks down both. Pretty good play out of the freshman there. Carrillo under a lot of pressure. Wants to have a good showing, 76-52, and he does. Poole gets the ball. Now they get it down low. SMU works it around outside of the wheel. Now they get it off to O'Neal. Shot on goal, no. The putback, no. A third shot on goal finally goes down. Two of them by Russo. Penguins couldn't get a rebound there, and the SMU's got three. Chaladinas, left side, three ball on the way. Yes. Daniel. From 23. Carrillo with the assist. 4:30 to go, fans. 78-52. Penguins force the issue under the bucket. It goes out of bounds. And it's on Larson. Larson picks up his second, and that is the ninth against the Penguins as Brett Ponce gets ready to enter the game for the first minutes tonight. Squires to the line. Squires misses one, which I find hard to believe. So Chaladinas out, Ponce back in there. Or in for the first time tonight, Ponce. Excellent outside shooter. Where's the black hose up? Mid-calf on the way. Squires, unbelievable. He missed them both as Killian came down with it. Penguin ball, fouls against Poole. Cannot believe that Squires missed two there. Only the second player all night in two games combined to miss both free throws. Squires has been murder on the Penguins tonight. Coming up on 4 minutes, fans. Carrillo has it out on the right side. Now the Penguins work it down. Poole strips it away. O'Neal comes down with it after Poole tipped it up. Karnofsky brings it up and now goes out of bounds off of Russo. Russo just muffed it out of bounds. 4:01 to go, 78-55, Penguins trail. Carrillo brings it up. Not contested in the backcourt. Leon Hart's in there, and they're just playing some catch. Left side, Ponce drives in, Ponce has yet to build up a sweat. Poncha's out on the left wing, thinking three ball. That's his place. That's where he belongs. Poncha throws one up 6 feet over the hoop and steps out of bounds. 3:37 to go, fans. Timeout. Tomorrow, remember, fans, 2 o'clock we'll be on the air with Lady Penguin basketball. And Monterey Bay will be in the house tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Brianna Chambers and the ladies, 2 o'clock on the air. And then 5:30. It'll be the Saints and Notre Dame Dana Moore, followed by the Nightcap in the last game of the Dominican Classic tomorrow night. The Penguins against Seattle Pacific University. We'll be here live on radio.dominican.edu.
For those of you seeking a unique and innovative journey through college, communications is the major for you. Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain. Once I declared communications, my college experience became more clear and I felt as if I was beginning a fantastic journey. This major allows you to write, speak, and even have a universally broadcasted radio show. Multiple routes can be taken with communications. So if you're feeling indecisive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major. Communication is the key to success in saying what you need to say.
Say what you need to say.
All right, thank you, T-Baby. DJ T-Baby, one of the stars on Penguin Radio. 3.5 to go. We're underway, fans. 78-55. 3.5 to go in the first night of the Penguin Classic. Poole's got it for SMU. He heaves it across the court. Over to Russo. And a long three ball by Squires. Squires just murdered the Penguins tonight, except for those two first missed free throws. I couldn't believe he missed both of them. Poncha, three ball on the way. Poncha deep. Poole rebound. SMU brings it up left side. Now Russo. He's got Killian on him. Oh, Poole almost shot, but Killian was on his way in there. 2:45 to go, fans, in the second half. Poole thinking about it, top of the key. Just in three-point land, just barely. Clock rolls. Here we go. Squires with the runner. Squires with the foul. Squires will go to the line. Foul is called on Killian Larson. That's his third. Tyler Sokol gets ready to enter the game. Sokol is going to come in place of Killian with 2:36 to go. Sokol's in there, wears number 41, if 6'10 or himself. What a luxury to replace one 6'10 player with another. Squires on the way. This one's perfect. Subs Taylor's back in there along with Vota. 84-55 with 2.5 to go, fans. It's been all SMU all night. Now Carrillo's got it way out on the right wing. Hart's got it back to the top. Miles Hart on the way, short. Whistle. And Hart will go to the line. Foul is called against. All right, it's on number 42. That's Norman for the Saints, his first minutes tonight. I don't know if Norman's his first name or his last name, but it's Norman. It's probably his last name, but I'm not positive. Norman. Norman is in there. He's not on the roster. So I had to check down Media Row. Keenan Hale gets ready to re-enter the game. Coming up on 2 minutes. Norman is in there with the black shoes and the black hose. With short hose. Norman. Penguins on offense, on defense now for 84-57 inside at two. Back over to Norman. Norman in the key. Now he flips it out, Norman does. He gets it to Taylor. Taylor on the way missed it. Leon Hart comes down with a rebound. He brings it up himself. He passes it off to Miles Carrillo. Top of the key with a head fake. Now Brennan Holmes on the way, three ball. Yes, Brennan Holmes with another one. Holmes hits left, Holmes hits right from deep. Inside of a buck and a half to go, fans. Clock rolls 84-60. Penguins trail. Michael Russo gets it down to Norman. Norman drives in against Sokol. Norman off the glass. Norman. Norman is good. 86-60. Just inside of a minute to go, fans. Night number one of the Penguin Classic. Carrillo gets it up to Sokol. Yes. Miles Carrillo pounds it in there, and Sokol hangs onto it and buries the deuce. 45 seconds to go, 86-62. Taylor's got it, goes top of the key, goes over to Russo. Now they flip it back over to Karnofsky, over to Norman. Now back over to Taylor. Now back over to Russo, 15 on the shot clock. They're just going to eat it now, 30 seconds to go. Karnofsky. Good working of the clock. Votaw drives in, 7 on the shot. Back outside, 2 ball on the way. Taylor, 3 ball, missed it short. Shot clock off, 17 seconds. Penguins have it. Here's Carrillo. He goes between the legs. Now he throws it away. 10 seconds. SMU's got it. 4 on 1. Holmes is the only one. 5 seconds to go. Soft jumper on the way. By Votaw, that's good. 1 second ago. Hart on the way. End of game, fans. 88-62. Penguins go down in the first night of the Penguin Classic. Want to thank you for listening to us. 2 o'clock tomorrow. Penguin women, 5:30. Saints and Notre Dame Dana Moore, 7:30. Penguins and Seattle Pacific. Tomorrow night we'll have it for you live on radio.dominican.edu. And on the B2LiveTV.com, you can watch it. Thank you for listening, fans. Thanks to DJ 2 Mello and the rest of the radio crew here at Dominican University of California. We'll see you tomorrow. Stuart Horn signing off, radio.dominican.edu.